astounded to learn that your grandfather was the amazing star of Dad's Army, and I remember when he used to narrate the Mr. Men as well. Of course, Arthur Lowe. Now, what would he think if he was still with us about what you're doing, do you think, Jack?
Well, I hope, Simon, that he'd be proud. He was a big RNLI fan and fundraiser himself and opened many a lifeboat regatta through his career as an actor. And in fact, he was the president of the Twickenham and District branch in Middlesex throughout the 70s. And when I recently visited Teddington, they had, to my surprise, unearthed photographs that were in their archive that they hadn't realised the full extent of what was there, and put them all on a display board for me. And it was very moving, actually, because, you know, I don't, even though it's an aspect of my life of which I'm very proud, and it's nice to know, because he's been long gone, it doesn't really feature too much in my life. But to have that moment with Teddington was really very moving and emotional, actually.
Yes, you don't basically want people grilling you all the time about, like I've just done.
Yes, yes, stop grilling me, Simon. But
your granddad was Arthur Lowe.
I know, I know, of course. Funnily enough, I've just heard some very nice stories recently about him that I had no idea. I just learned that he pushed me in my pram through Hyde Park. And even just a little detail like that for a man that was such a workaholic, in short.
Do you have any memories of him? Were you too young?
I was too young. He died when I was 7 years old.
Right.
But I have a couple of memories of going to his flat and, you know, fond memories, but I was really too young. Mm. But you're right, it's a wonderful thing
to
know.
It must be nice when you see the repeats of Dad's Army.
It is, yes.
There's my granddad there.
Yeah, yeah, I still enjoy them. And I'm looking forward to seeing the remake of the film with Toby Jones playing the part of Captain Mannering.
Don't tell them, Pike.
a great misquote.
Was that it?